We're up to Simon Reis Samach Aleph, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Sofik Hasheicha, Bein Hashmashes. Who Bein Hashmashes? Bein Hashmashes is a time that's twilight. Says the Rama, what is that? V'hainu k'dei shir hilo gimel revoi mil, the amount of time that it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, achar shkiyas hachama, v'shir mil hu shlish sha, how long does it take to walk a mil, that is a third of an hour, meaning 20 minutes, poches chelik lamed, minus 2 minutes, that was 18 minutes. This is 18 minutes before, that a mil is 18 minutes, and 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. So how long is this Bein Hashmashes? Three quarters of a mil, or 13 and a half minutes before it says Tzeisek HaChavim. This is the Shita of the Gaonim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shir is a lot more. It's the Shir is 13 and a half minutes before, excuse me, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's also 30 and a half minutes before it says Gavim. Rabbeinu Tam's Tzeisek HaChavim is 72 minutes after sunset, and not 13 and a half minutes after sunset, because he has a second Shkia. So whichever Shkia you're going by, whether it's Rabbeinu Tam's Shkia, or you're going with the Gonim Shkia, either Shkia ends up being 13 and a half minutes before it says Tzeisek HaChavim. That Bein Hashmashes, the halacha is a ma'asrim es havadai, you're not allowed to take Meiser. Because it looks like a tikkun, it's a spiritual tikkun, the food wasn't really edible until then, until you separate it. Ve'in matbilin es hakelim, this is from Tumah, but it also applies to the mitzvah of tefillah of new kelim. Ve'in madlikin es haneris, you cannot light candles. Ve'in ma'arvin eruvei tchumin, and you can't make an air of tchumin because it has a smach min haTorah. Meisering includes meiser peiris, which is only eider abana. And Mishtaburi writes that if you really don't have what to eat and the food wasn't meisered, the halach is it becomes a mitzvah and you're allowed to meiser it on Shabbos itself. The same thing is if you need a keli for tefillah, if you need to use a keli and you really don't have an option, then the halach is that you're allowed to actually do tefillahs kelim on Shabbos with a brach if you have no other choice. Now, what happens if someone did malacha bein hashmashes? The halacha is that b'di'eved, the whatever he did becomes usur as if he did it on Shabbos itself. So this is what you're not allowed to do. What are you allowed to do, Bein Hashmashes? Umutr. Avo ma'asrin es admai. You're allowed to take ma'aser from d'mai, which is at a time that Rov Ameyaretz took ma'aser, but Emiyu didn't. So there, Chazal were minatora, you didn't have to separate again misafik. And because Rov were ma'aser, it was only takonas Chazal that you have to. V'tomnin es hachamin, you're allowed to do hatmone in a dover in innermost of hevel. U'ma'arvin eruvei chatzeres, you're allowed to be ma'arvin eruvei chatzeres, and the Bir Halacha speaks out, also Eir of Tafshilin. If someone forgot to make an Eir of Tafshilin, Bein Hashmashes, he could still make one. Not only that, but you make a bracha on Erev Chatzeris, Bein Hashmashes, but you shouldn't wait until Bein Hashmashes to go ahead and do it. V'chein, lomer lo lasos komalah, so the halacha is also, umuter lomer leini yehudi Bein Hashmashes ladik ner l'tzorach Shabbos, you can ask a non-Jew to light candles, v'chein lomer lo lasos komalah shi l'tzorach mitzvah shu tard v'nechfus aleha. You're allowed to have him do anything that's for a mitzvah, anything that is for the sake of Shabbos, or anything that you just didn't get a chance to do. Now, the mashmos is, if it's a tzorech mitzvah, it doesn't have to be a tzorech Shabbos. Nechpas, the Mishtabur brings, if someone forgot to light a ner neshama on a day that he normally lights one, he can ask a non-Jew to do that. The mashmos is that on Shabbos itself, you can't ask a non-Jew to do malacha, and this is something we'll learn later. It's a machlokas rishonim. Hagav, v'chein misha kibal olav Shabbos, sho obeys kodem chasheicha, yochel lomer lein yehud lada kaner, ushar dvarim shetzorech. What happens if someone was makabel Shabbos early? During that time, he can ask a non-Jew to go ahead and do malacha for him. So the Mishtabura speaks out that this is talking about a case where the entire community was makabel Shabbos, so there's no Jew to ask. Because we will later learn that if a Yochid is Makabel Shabbos early, he's allowed to ask another Jew, even a Yisrael Gadol, to do Malacha for him. If the other person wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. But here we're talking about a case where the whole community was already Mekabel Shabbos. Now what's this 2-3 hours? 3 hours is before Plag HaMincha, and it doesn't really work. It's got to be Dafka from Plag HaMincha that it has a halach of a Kabbalah Shabbos. And in which case there's no Isser Malacha yourself if you're Mekabel Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. So the Mishtabur comes out that any time from Plag HaMincha, if you're a Mekabel Shabbos, the halacha is that if there's a Jew around that wasn't Mekabel Shabbos and is not bound by the Tzibur, because the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos at different times, or else you can ask a non-Jew to do Malacha for you.